This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. Let's do it. PM Team Picks Week 4 on our podcast page and the Odyssey app. We are in a new studio, so if we sound funny, don't blame us. Blame our bosses. Last week was epic. We had monster weeks. All of us would have made you money had you listened to our picks. And so we aim to do it again. I have a small lead in picks. I went off, didn't get my money ball, got everything else. Went 5-0 in the other games. So I maintain a lead by the thinnest margins, or not the thinnest, but close over Donnie, and then Malzi is right behind him.
So let me quickly offer some extra background. Pony with 12 points. We all had 5 points last week. 12 for Pony on the season, 10 for Donnie, 9 for me. No shame for anybody. And the tide might be turning, boys. The conventional wisdom has dictated for as long as this station has done picks against the spread on any show, and we were infected by it as well, that on clean sweep picks, the smart money said fade those boys. They don't know that of which they speak. Last week, they are not ball knowers. Last week, 3 clean sweep picks, 3-0. If you had gone Giants, if you had gone Ravens, and you had gone Steelers, you might be quitting your job and be on a yacht listening to this right now.
Well, we're going to start with Thursday night football because it is Thursday afternoon, and the Cowboys and Giants in New Jersey. Dallas, a 5-point favorite. They are a 5-point favorite for two reasons. They own the Giants. Dak Prescott is 12-0 against them. And Daniel Jones generally sucks in primetime games. They used to say that about Kirk Cousins. They don't anymore. He's played well the last two times out. And I don't trust Dallas's defense at all here. Giants pass rush very good. They actually scored touchdowns in Cleveland against what is generally thought of as a good defense, especially one that's better than Dallas lately. And I think Malik Nabers is a big difference, a la Odell Beckham Jr. back in the day against Dallas. And I like the pass rush of the Giants against the Cowboys. So I'm going to take New York plus 5 here, Malzi. Or Donnie's next?
Donnie is next. Yeah, I'm the bronze medalist right now, but
we're all close.
You can't.
Close.
It's like early in like the 1600 meters. You can't start chasing. You can't start kicking early.
Malik Nabers, if Jaden Daniels ends up faltering even a little bit, because I'm going to guess he is the favorite currently for Rookie of the Year, Malik Nabers looks like the real deal with the Giants. I think he could be a real player with that award later this season. And Dallas really worries me. I mean, I know the last 2 weeks have looked especially ugly for them after a pretty convincing win in Week 1 against Cleveland, but I just don't know what that defense has. I know last year they were a little bit boom or bust type. I think New York can absolutely keep this a close game. Hell, I think the Giants, who were in that ass category in terms of NFL power rankings a few weeks ago,
yes,
I think
ass.
The Giants could win the game.
What would that make Dallas? They'd become super ass.
Yeah, they would be super ass plus Jerry Jones or something. We'll have to wait for Big Cat's rankings. I'll go Giants, plus
All right, so that's two of us on Giants plus five. Donnie might have some mic issues that we're sorting out, but Donnie has gone plus five here.
We'll have to share a mic, me and Donnie, I guess.
We're okay.
I've got news for you boys. We've got another clean sweep. Give me the Giants plus five. Couple things. I mean, they made it close in the fourth quarter, which is a Baltimore thing. They've got the Ravens have huge problems in the fourth, but they were slaughtering Dallas through three. You can run on Dallas. Everybody can run on Dallas. Devin Singletary's had a nice little year so far. He's averaging just a touch under 5 yards a rip for the Giants. Daniel Jones, we know he's not like a track star out there, but he is still one of the more athletic quarterbacks who can be a factor in the running game. The Giants don't defend the run well. They don't run the ball by average in terms of what you'd call like efficiency that well. But Dallas is dead last in the league in yards per attempt allowed. I just think that simple fact will allow the Giants to sustain drives, keep Dallas's offense off the field. And Dak Prescott's not as good away from home. Give me the Giants.
Nance and Romo are headed to L.A. to call a Chargers game again. They're third of the year with the Chargers, believe it or not. And Patrick Mahomes, who has gotten the job done, but they haven't looked good in the process offensively. KC looks to go to 4-0, and they got a big number to cover here, Donnie. A 7-point favorite against L.A.
Yeah, Kansas City undefeated, but I still kind of feel as if Kansas City, they're in that mode where they haven't turned it on yet. They haven't turned it into that second gear yet. We know last season they pretty much waited until we hit the playoffs for that to happen, and we all know how the season ended. Justin Herbert is dinged up for L.A. He arguably made it worse last week by playing against the Steelers. But that is a big cover, or that is a big number to cover for Kansas City going into L.A. And I just think the way that Jim Harbaugh likes to play football, he could at least keep it close. I think Kansas City wins the game, but they, again, have not looked convincing in any game this season. They'll end up going to 4-0. But I think L.A. can at least keep it within that touchdown.
Dating back to last year, I believe it's 9 straight games for the Chiefs decided by 6 points or less. So that would suggest that this is way too big of a number. But I'll give you the name of a guy who's not playing in this game because his suspension was upheld that I think is going to be a big factor. No Derwin James for the Chargers. I think leaves a lot of stuff that the Chiefs want to do more open. Travis Kelce maybe has a much bigger game because a guy isn't controlled in the middle looking to headhunt, looking to deliver big hits. We saw that Chargers secondary get burnt by Fields taking bad angles to passes. If that's what Justin Fields relearning how to play quarterback can do to them in the second half, what the heck's a pissed off Patrick Mahomes going to do? Give me the Chiefs to cover a big number.
Well, Mahomes never loses to teams in the AFC West. He has dominated that division. I think this will absolutely continue because we're looking at possibly a Heineke game or a very, very banged up version of Herbert. So, believe it or not, I'm going to take Kansas City to beat L.A. by more than a touchdown because of the injuries and the fact that I think at some point here this Kansas City offense is going to start clicking. So give me Chiefs minus 7. Big primetime matchup in Baltimore where the Ravens are a small favorite, minus 2.5 against the Bills, Mulzy.
You know, the Bills have looked obviously like the best team in football through three games. They played one bad half, and they've played 10 dominant quarters. Defense doing everything right. Allen spreading the ball. And you've gotten, like, what is it? Great taste, less filling? You've gotten that version of Josh Allen. All the great plays, none of the turnovers that determine games. And yet, Baltimore at 1-2 is still a 2.5-point favorite at home, suggesting that the odds maker thinks that this is pretty much an even Stevens matchup. The Ravens are the best team Buffalo's played. It's an early test. Baltimore's desperate. But I think Josh Allen's too good. I'm actually going to take the Bills. Not with a ton of confidence, but I'm going to take the Bills plus 2.5.
I'm not, because I think these are the types of games Lamar Jackson wins. He's not good when he's a big favorite. They win, but they don't often cover. Sometimes they even lose outright like they did against Vegas. Similar situation last week, although it was on the road. It was looked at as a coin flip game. And they dominated Dallas for three quarters of that one. So I think Buffalo is very good. I don't think they're as good as they have played for the first few weeks. And I think water finds its level. This is a September game, not a playoff game for Lamar Jackson in Buffalo. It's at home. I think they win. And I could even see them winning and running away with this one by double digits. Baltimore gets a big win on Sunday night, Donnie.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
People have been picking Josh Allen to be the league's MVP for what? What would you say? The last 2 to 3 seasons, at least?
Yep.
He has a lot of those picks on his side coming into this season. People just thinking, man, it's got to happen here at some point. When that happens, I feel like MVP players have legacy-type games, and this has to be one for Josh Allen, because so far people can point to what the schedule has been through the first couple of weeks and say, well, he hasn't really beaten anybody that good, and he hasn't looked amazing against anybody that good. I think he has the chance to do that in a very big spot, national TV, Sunday Night Football. I will take the Bills to win this game. I think if Baltimore does win, it'll be close. So I'm going to keep it at Buffalo +2.5, but I'm going to pick them to win the game outright.
All right, there you go. So I'll be the lone wolf on the Ravens. Monday Night Football, this is a good matchup. Seattle likes the Steelers undefeated at 3-0, and they're going to get 3.5 points at Detroit. The Lions are 2-1, but haven't looked like their 2023 selves. I'm going to take the points with Seattle here. I get it. They've played a very weak schedule to this point. I think I've got the quarterback advantage right now in Geno Smith. I don't know what's going on with Jared Goff, but the turnovers are back, and it's not even like it's a situation where he's played in bad weather or outdoors in the cold where his small hands come into effect. He was careless against Tampa, threw a really bad interception against Arizona that he was able to get away with. I think Seattle is a playoff team, and I think they get to 4-0. They win outright. They are not throwing the ball that much, but they're going to get Kenneth Walker possibly back for this game to go with Charbonnet. I like Seattle here, +3.5. If not, they lose a close game. They went here and won last year. Donnie?
I think the hook is huge here because we could just see a push happen otherwise, or maybe if it's just under 3, that really tries to work people into taking Detroit, because I think Detroit could absolutely win the game, but by a field goal, like you kind of alluded to there, Pony. I'm with you. I'm going to go Seattle +3.5.
Clean sweep here. You guys know I love the Lions. They haven't been quite right. I do think it's the mark of a good team that they're still 2-1 despite having clearly not had their best ball at all this year. And Goff, I think, is still trying to shake something off or just work through a rough stretch. I still believe in them, but, man, I like McDonald a lot as a head coach early on. I think he's one of only like 10 coaches this century to go 3-0 as a rookie head coach. Geno Smith is completing 75% of his passes. His numbers don't look eye-popping. 4 TDs, 3 picks. But the guy is still hyper-accurate. He can make almost any throw. Just a weird quarterback in that I think he's right now clearly one of the 10 best in the league, but hardly ever gets talked about that way. Give me the Seattle Seahawks and the points.
Donnie, you're first up for a Moneyball. It's a two-pointer. You can pick any game on the board.
A team that's still not getting a whole lot of respect. They go on the road this weekend. It's a big divisional game. We don't know if the opposing QB will even have its regular quarterback in. However, the man that has been backing him up has really played well in the two games he's filled in for. I know that a lot of people are waiting for that shoe to drop on the Minnesota Vikings, but the way that that team has played through the first 3 weeks of the season, I'll take him at a field goal underdog on the road.
All right. I'll see you.
This feels like the definition of really riding the lightning here. There's a couple, like, what I think are suspect road underdogs here that I just think it's a better team. But I'm not going to go with them. I'm not going to go with Washington plus 3.5. I'm going to ride the lightning and just play a hunch, a gutty hunch. Cleveland getting 2 on the road against a Vegas team whose own coach just talked about his team making business decisions. There's something weird there. Like, I feel like actually that line should be more. Like, if people think Vegas is probably a better team and the Browns are a dumpster fire, I'll actually take Cleveland to win that game outright, so I'll obviously take the points.
I'm going to ride with the team that's the biggest favorite we've seen in the NFL so far this year, and they're coming off a loss where they were up 2 touchdowns and blew it against L.A. I'm going to take Niners, minus 10 hosting the Patriots. The Patriots could not protect Jacoby Brissett last week against the Jets. He was getting hammered all day. They could not get their running game going with Ramondre Stevenson. When they fall behind in games, they have absolutely no chance. And I could see that happening here. Jordan Mason getting going again. San Francisco back at home where they pummeled the Jets in week one. Last 2 losses were on the road. I think they clobber the Patriots, so I will gladly lay the 10. Donnie has to pick the Steelers game before any of us because he's off doing high school football on Fridays. Sometimes that works to his advantage because the line moves. So right now he gets the Steelers as a very small favorite, minus 1.5 at Indy.
I'm going to take Pittsburgh here, giving the points on the road. I think, and I have not been a big Anthony Richardson guy. I know Chris is.
But now, not right now, given what he's doing to some of my fantasy teams.
You could not ask for a better quarterback to play against if you're Mike Tomlin and this defense. I think they make the guy turn the football over at least 3 times in this game, and it could be even more than that. He is as careless as they come with the football, and that plays into their advantage. Yeah, they got to worry about Jonathan Taylor. That dude is still very good.
How about Jonathan Taylor Thomas? What's up with him these days? Is he still around?
From Home Improvement?
Yeah.
I think he's still around.
Isn't that what Tim Allen did on that show? Didn't he bark like a dog?
Is he another one of these child actors that went wrong?
I think one of the child actors from that show did fall on hard times and is no longer with us. I think the oldest son.
Oh.
This is grim.
Now we're getting pretty grim.
Charlie Grimm.
I will take the Steelers -1.5.
Russ Grimm.
All right. Thank you for listening to Picks. We will sort out some of the technical difficulties. If not, we will again harangue our bosses for it. Thank you for listening to PM Team Picks.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.